Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Okay, so Rava says we're talking about a case of three brothers, they all married women that are not related to each other, and one of them died. Reuven died. Levi made a maimer to Reuven's wife, and then Levi died. So Shimon gives chalitza to both of them and no yibum. Says the Gemara, my Rava says, Rava, nosan get lemaboroi, but if he gave a get, if he himself, the dinner we've had before, if you give a get to the woman that you're supposed to be marrying as a yibum, the get is you still have to give her a chalitza. But now what he did was he gave her a maimer, right? So maimer is sort of in between, so maybe it's now considered Levi's wife, maybe it's not considered Levi's wife. So if he gave her...
A maimer is enough that he has to give her a get, but it's not enough to be a kaddish properly.
Yeah, but we said yesterday, we learned a maimer is sort of in between nothing at all or a full marriage, and therefore we're machmer on both ends. But what happened, he gave her a... If he gives her a get, it's still a chalitza, but if he said, I'm giving you a get specifically for the maimer, I don't want this get to be for the zika as well. I'm giving you a get to unravel what I did, or cancel what I added on. So if I gave a get specifically for the maimer, so then she's back to Reuven's wife. So then who to tzarasa? Then Shimon's allowed to marry Levi's wife because there's no longer any connection between Levi's wife and Reuven's wife. Abel hi asur. But still, Shimon cannot marry Reuven's wife. Why? Because the mechel of a bala's get. Next time, somebody will give her a get straight away without the maim in front of it. And there the din is, you're not allowed to marry. You're not allowed to marry her. And people don't understand the difference. Rashi. Nosan gave him a mori, two lines at the top. Amas nisen koi, shim nosan zeh oisem maimer. The one who gave Levi gave a maimer to Reuven's wife, gave her a get lima amori v'lo lezikos. It's clearly it's only limited to the maimer, not to the zikah. V'achek ach meisen, then Levi died. Hutra ishto reshoina. His first Levi's original wife, she tzarosa, which is the tzar of Reuven's wife, lehis yavim, l'shishi to marry Shimon, the ma'acha, the maimer, the avat shokle, the maimer that he did for Reuven's wife, he recanceled, v'lav tzarin, there's no relation between the two. The hashta now, loy osi lememe, nobody's gonna stay. There's no chash, the whole chash was kshtay yevamas nebaisecha. People think of what? That Reuven's wife now belongs to Levi, and suddenly we see that he's marrying one of them, or marrying both of them, or he has a shaychet of both of them. People think, oh, two yevamas from one house, they both have to be dealt with. That one that gets yevamas chalitza might make a mistake. And then we said yesterday, and what's wrong? They made that mistake. If he does it all the way around, if first he gets the chalitza, then you're not allowed to be meyavim, another one. And that'll be a mistake. The hochalam baisecha b'chamechzi. Here, there's no problem baisecha because he canceled this amaimer. But he asura, she's forbidden. V'loy mishum dekam lebele yivne. Not because of this issue of being the tzara and the yivne. The paisal echavanisha, and that will make a puzzle on Shimon. Shadal nosin get lezika el. He never gave her a get for the zika, so she's still everything's still the same. El mishum the asi lachluf baze get. People mistake it. Another case where you just gave a get. A woman is a yivama for a fellow yibum to her brothers, one of the brothers, and he gave her a get. Nothing else. Didn't give her a maimish, gave her a get. Heiched of. After on a yibum. Yeah, no maimer. Not shaykh, yeah. Hey, but, no. Before he married, Reuven died, and then Shimon came over and gave her a get. So,
before any maimer, kiddushin, or
for anything, no maimer, nothing, gave her a get. And there the get is really nothing, but with the Rabbanu we said that the get should be something that he can no longer change his mind and decide to marry her. If he made a get for the maimed, if the get would also have applied for the zikah, that take would not allow her to get married. Also the tzara, but a get to maimed is not doiche el maimed. Oh, push away the maimed, but people don't understand that. Initially, zikah to shema kaima, but people don't understand that. They'll think that every case you give a get, you can no longer. That if you give her a get, you can marry. You're saying right here that if you give a get and you cancel the maimer, you want to be able to marry. You can't, because next time you'll give her a get without the maimer, and people think, oh, you can marry if you want, and you can't, because once you give her a get, you the rabbanon said you no longer build. It's your sister-in-law. You're not living with the sister-in-law. So that's one version. However, there's another version. The Rabbah says this version. He's not even choishes for that. Nosan get lemamod. If he gave her a get limited onto the maimer hutra, she's permitted. Afilu hi by timer my da avad boshokle. What you added, you took away. You took away the maimer. And when I choishes, people are going to make a mistake and think that if you give her a get just for the maimer, the next time they think if you give a stam a get, that you can still marry her.
Do you know in these last few pages alone, it's kol shekhen throughout the whole Yevamos and throughout the whole Kiddushin and Ksuvos and Gittin. How many times Chazal are worried that maybe they'll misunderstand this and they'll come to do the wrong thing? Why didn't Chazal just make a takana that anything Kiddushin and Gerushin has to be in Beis Din, end of story?
Because Beis Din has enough work as it is. In fact, there's a machlekes. We'll have a machlekes. We're gonna have a machlekes and gitten davar mebeis. Whether a get needs a bezin, and halacha you don't, even though we'll tell you the whole world makes a bezin.
He's got a right.
You don't need a bezin. Why need a bezin? It's between you and her. So you go to a sefer that knows what he's doing.
A guy who's experienced. But I'm just saying, look at his last few pages.
We don't make, because a bezin is the last resort. Bezin is there to adjudicate disputes or to create halachas, create things. Here it doesn't have to be created. Everything is done. The bezin is just observing. We don't normally have a case of a bezin observing. Yes, because
today people don't know halacha.
Exactly, and the Gemara has a machlekes. You need three or you need two. Two is only as edim, not as a bezin. The minig al ilim is you do a bezin. You don't really need a bezin. So kedusha for sure. Mishnah. We hope the rabbis are educated, know what they're doing. Okay, look, Gemara write make Mishnah. Shnei achi, two brothers. Nesuyin shnei achi. Two brothers married two sisters. Reuven and Shimon married to Rachel and Leah. But meis echad mehen. Let's say Shimon, Reuven died. Reuven died. And then, obviously, Shimon cannot marry Reuven's wife because Reuven's wife is Shimon's wife's sister. But what happened was, while she's hanging around, Shimon's wife died. So now, the stumbling block that prevented him from marrying Reuven's wife is no longer there. It's no longer Achais Ishte. It doesn't matter. Since when Reuven died, at that moment, you weren't able to marry her because she was also to you, she was your wife's sister. Once it's also to you, then it's also to you. We had it before.
Wasn't she also mitzad Eishes? She's already married to the other guy.
No, now the brother died.
Mitzvah
Yibum. Yibum. Yeah, Yibum. The mitzvah Yibum comes in, and that moment is an Achais Ishte.
And let's assume they both have children, so there's no question of either. So one brother dies, right? But there's the sister still. One brother dies, and let's assume he's married to somebody who's not his an unrelated woman.
No.
So this widow now from the brother, can the surviving brother marry?
Of course not.
Right. So in other words, because this relationship.
It's an Eishach, yeah.
It's
Loy Lavoid.
So
but the mitzvah Yibum should push it away.
Only if you have a Yibum.
Talking about Yibum. You should push it away. The problem is, when the moment that Reuven died, it was not Shaykh to be Yibum because her sister. So the question is, but then a month later, the sister died. Do we say that the Yibum is always hanging? Do we say the mitzvah Yibum is always hanging? And since she didn't marry anybody else yet, right, she didn't marry a friend, the guy. So she didn't. So therefore, maybe now the problem, the stumbling block, is gone.
So the question is, has this Yibum gone away because of the stage?
We had it before. Is it the whole or the whole time of Nefila, or was it only the moment of death? So this Mishnah holds, Hoy Vanessa Love Shaacha, since the moment of death, it wasn't Shaykh, it's all gone.
That's the moment where
Reuven died.
He would have the
mitzvah of Yibum kicks in, it wasn't Shaykh, so then it never comes back. Freddy Gemara Pshita. We already know this from a previous Mishnah. We had a previous Mishnah about three brothers, or two that were married. Remember, Reuven, Shimon, Levi. And Reuven and Shimon married two sisters. And Levi was married to Fremde. And then we had the whole story where that Reuven died. But then that Mishnah, Levi married Reuven's wife. So Levi married Reuven's wife. He's a Fremde. And then he was married to Fremde. And then Levi died. The question is, does now that she became Levi's wife, does Shimon end up? And Shimon's wife died as well. Sorry. Yeah. Then Shimon's wife died, and then Levi died. And we had a whole issue where it makes a difference if Levi died first, Levi died afterwards. And over there we said that even though Levi now, is Levi's wife, and when Levi died, Shimon no longer had a Chais Ishte. So can Shimon marry? We said, no, Shimon can marry. Because since at the beginning, when it was the first time she fell for Reuven, it was not Shaykh to Shimon, Fafal. So Maduch, where it stayed in the family, still Shimon cannot marry because the first moment was us. So surely over here, there's no other brothers around, so there was never any Zika at all. The moment that Reuven died, there's no Zika here because Shimon can't marry. So what's a Shaykh? Of course, when Shimon's wife dies, too late. Maduch, where the Zika still remained with Levi. and we say that it doesn't matter. Shimon is out of the picture. So surely when there was no Zika, there's nobody else but Shimon around, and Shimon couldn't marry because Shimon's wife is a sister. Of course it's gone. What's the point of this Gemara here? That's the most question. Pshita. Hashtana. Ma'ahasa ma'adach the previous case, the loy midachia ma'ai beisel agamri, the Zika from this woman, Reuben's wife, was still somewhere in the family with Levi. I'm going to just say loy, but Shimon, he's out of the picture. As far as Shimon is concerned, she's considered a woman with children, and he cannot live with him. It's only with Levi. Hacha de kamidachia ma'ai beisel agamri. Here, when Reuben died, there was no other brother except Shimon, and Shimon couldn't marry her because Shimon has his sister. So there's no Zika anymore. Loy koshkein, obviously. So you're going to the exact same answer we had yesterday, 2 days ago. Tana ha tana bereisha. This Mishnah he learned first. But this Mishnah with the Pashtadach. And he thought that the other din maybe is not so Pashtad. Maybe Taka Shimon is allowed to marry. Now that moved over to Levi, allowed to marry. Aha chazir lehetayda. And Vishayin, the other din Taka, he thought his first Mishkorishka was that it should be Mutter. Then the Chazi looked at it again, he decided he should it should be Asad. The Aydin Chaviva Le'agma, because he liked that halacha, because the Chiddush, he learned that Mishnah first. Well, Mishnah is Abakayma, but since he learned this Mishnah, let it stay. So, twice.
If you actually wanted to teach this whole issue properly, this is probably the first example you want to give. The simpler one. Two brothers and two sisters.
Exactly, like Lo Yizu Avzu or something.
Build it up, and then some, what happens now? There's a lady that gets born. In other words, the Kundu Yibum, right? Kundu Yibum with these things. Now, lady comes along on the scene. Does she have to wait all those years? Does she have to wait all those years, or can lady even marry her? So, that's probably a bit like to do.
It's the second time in a row we've had this.
Yes, exactly. So, you see how Mishnah. The Mishnais works, you know, in their mind. See, they have Shakvatayas in their mind, and went one way and another way. Interesting. What happens? He had relations with the woman, Chai. But let's say Shimon decided to marry Reuben's wife. He decided to marry Reuben's wife. He was told not to because your wife is his sister. He did it. How many Avedas did he do? First of all, because since the mitzvah of Yib doesn't function here because it's his wife's sister, so the iser of your sister-in-law remains in place. So first of all, you're even allowed of living with your sister-in-law. And also, you're even in addition, furthermore, you're even for the iser of your sister, of your wife. Two avedis. Because your wife, Shimon's wife is alive, yeah, which is the sister, yeah. So you have two avedis. And we're going to learn about the whole concept of iser chalal iser, if you can have two iser and one top compounding. Divrei Rav Yosi. No, you only chayv as a sister-in-law, and that's it. The only chayv you have is one aved, and that's it. Says the Gemara. Both of them you get misa. It's a mitzvah difference. No common rabbinate. It's more a question: you get two avedas or one aved? Same misa, of course. The question is: do you get if it will be a shaygig? How many chatois do you bring? Two or one? That's number one. And you'll see later more another nafkamin, interesting nafkamin halach, if it's two avedas or one avedas. Because if it's amazing kodah, what's chiluv? How can you get twice kodahs? What are they arguing about? They're going to argue about where you get buried in the base of kodahs. Because they had two avedas, you get buried in this corner. One avedas, you get buried in this corner. Yeah, very important. Mechal Shabbos get buried in that corner. You know, if you ever look in the old cemeteries, the Mechal Shabbos over there.
For people who married out.
Married out. Old cemeteries, new cemeteries. Mechal Shabbos, different place? Which one?
No.
Yeah, that's it, but not in the yeshiva.
In Springvale,
you
no, in Springvale, there's a section for Shemra Shabbos.
Oh.
Yeah. But there's nothing left there.
Yeah, no,
so what happens now? Now they're all mixed together.
In winter, they still have the same thing also. Uh-huh. They make special section for Shemra Teri Mitzvah.
So now Shemra Mitzvah is a small one. It used to be the other way around.
Have a look at the Rav Kiel. Complain to their bonnet.
My shvager has a very, very big shul in Edgeware. To be a member of the shul, you have to be Shemra Shabbos. If you're not a shul, you can't be a member. Neither.
Who makes the decision?
Probably the biggest shul. The biggest shul has over 1,000 members, down families.
But you can come in just that.
Yeah, but be a member, get Aliyah, anything
who
else.
Who makes the assessment of the
process? The rabbi.
Is it all about his judgment?
Maybe it's a committee, I don't know. I don't know if you remember about Sweet Lehman. There were 1,000 families. Really? Yeah, massive.
Last time I was saying it was here it's a Chabad Minash to give anybody on
the. I know, it's not the Baba Jashul. It's not the Baba Jashul. We accept every Yid. Let's get invited. No, not for Aliyahs. No, you know, not true.
I wouldn't like to, but...
Not true. If you know. If you don't know, you don't know. If you know, you give him an achron for anything.
What?
An achron, you give him outside of the seven and aliyahs. Is that being mighty anybody?
Don't even
deserve that. Okay, let's go right there. You're telling me that Rabbi Shimon holds his ain't isach alis and Rabbi Yisrael you do. But Tanya, Rabbi Shimon says ain't no chayiv elam mishma chayzis bavad. The same Rabbi Shimon says taki oivon yavar veide. But in this brayse it says he's chayiv al eches och, and in other brayse it says he's chayiv al achayzisha. The Gemara says, not kasha, depends which aveda came first, like kasha. Kansha nosachai, if the living brother, Shimon, the surviving brother, married the woman first. So that before even Reuven married, he couldn't marry the other woman because it's his wife's sister. So that Issa came first, the Chayisha came first. And then Reuven married the sister which became like Eshes Och. So which aveda came first? Achayzisha. So that's the braisa what Rav Shimon says. What are you doing, Achayzisha? Kan, the other braisa says Issa is Eshes Och. Shenasa Meis. First Reuven married the woman. So why were you also to that woman? Because it's your brother's wife. And the Achikach Nosachai. Then you, the Shimon, the surviving brother, married the sister. Since the first Issa that kicked in over here is Eshes Och, that's the Issa that remains. Nu says the Gemara, Rav Shimon, Heicha de Nosa Meis va Achikach Nosachai. So in the case where the Meis married first, Reuven married first. So what? I'm asking a question. So if Reuven married first, what Issa was there? Eshes Och. And the Achikach Nosachai, you're telling me that when Shimon married Achayzisha doesn't never came in. So what Aveda is there only Eshes Och? There's no Issa va Achayzisha. If there's no Issa va Achayzisha, so why when Reuven died can't Shimon marry? There's no Issa va Achayzisha here. Yeah, Kiv on the Isra Khaizir Lakhail Tis Yam Yibum. So you might understood right now that when the Isa comes when it starts, and since when it started it wasn't Shaykh, there's no Isra at all. So you must have shot at all. Amr of Ashi, the Isa's always there, it doesn't disappear, but there's nowhere to be chal. But the moment you give it there's a vacuum and there's a place to be chal. No, as soon as Reuven dies, no longer your brother's wife. Comes along the Isra Khaizisha. Amr of Ashi, Isra Khaizisha, Mitl Tov is hanging around the Koi and it's waiting. E Poka Isa Ages Och Osi Isra Khais Isha Bechail Khal. Vihale Poka. Okay. So basically we have the Machlekes of Yesi Rav Shimon. Rav Yesi holds Isa Khal Isa, Rav Shimon holds not. Frey di Gemara Vesava Rav Yesi. Is that taka true? Rav Yesi holds Isa Khal Isa. But Tanya, didn't we learn? We learned elsewhere. Ovar Aveda. If you commit an Aveda, she yes, but she misses that there are two punishments. For example, your mother-in-law was a married woman and you live with your mother-in-law. Now, your mother-in-law, if someone has relations with his mother-in-law, he's Chayiv Sreifa. If you have relations with a married woman, you're Chayiv Chenek. Sreifa is a harsher punishment of Chenek. So which punishment do we give? You Chayiv Shtei Misses. Right? So, Ovar Aveda, she yes, but Shtei Misses. Neither be Chamura. You always give the stricter one, which is what? You give her the stricter, the Chamaisi one. But Rabbi Yaisi says no. Nidin bezika harishayna habos olav. That you give him whatever the first issa that kicked in. That's the one you give him. What do you mean the first issa? Exactly what I said before. Ketzad. The Gemara explained. The time we learned Ketzad. So in the Rabbi Yaisi now we're learning that the two issudim, whichever one comes first, that's the one that's dominant. For example, oh, Rabbi Yaisi, nidin bezika harishayna. What do you mean nidin bezika harishayna? Which issa came first, the mother-in-law or the issa of a married woman? It depends. Let's say when she became your mother-in-law, she was not married. Her husband died, whatever. And then she remarried. So what's the first Issa that came across your way? Mother-in-law. So that's the Islamic Issa. Then that's what the punishment is. What happened the way around? She was married to this man before she became your mother-in-law. So she already was ushered to you as a married woman. And then later you married her daughter, she became your mother-in-law. So which Issa was here first? A married woman. So that's the Issa. So what does he clear from here? Rabbi Yaisi holds also ain Issa Chal Issa. Le Gabi you.
Exactly, because she was an
Aisha. So what? That's to you. Yeah, but that, if she was an Aisha with her son-in-law, then. But to you, why couldn't you live with her before? Why couldn't you live with her before? That's it. But if she, let's say, was divorced or her husband died. Yeah, and then her daughter married you. So now, why can't you live with her now? Only because she's your mother-in-law. And then a week later she got married, so the mother-in-law Issa is for you first. As far as you're concerned, what's the Issa? So it's Claude Abyesi also agrees, ain't Issa Chal Issa. What's going on here? Well, we need them, Beish Azish. Says the Gemara, top of next page. Omar Abavavu said, now we can learn a few rules about Issa Chal Issa. Abyesi says, Moide Abyesi, Abyesi is Moide. Be Issa Moise. There's three kinds of Issa. There's an Issa Moisif, an Issa Koil, and Issa Vasachas. Issa Maisa means if the new Issa that comes now by this way adds to the first Issa, this very thing that became Issa now is another layer of Issa. For example, let's say she was your mother-in-law. Let's say she was a single woman, but her daughter married you. So then, are you allowed to live with this woman? No. Why can't you live with this woman? Because she's your mother-in-law. But who else is she Issa to? Nobody. Then when she marries somebody else, she's Issa to the whole world. So this same woman who had an Issa only to you now is Issa to the whole world. That's called Issa Maisiv. It's a new layer. And since the Issa is Maisiv to her, to the whole world, so it's also Migui that the Issa. So Migui, that now you have to have a Migui. Once. Yeah, okay. That's Issa Maisiv. So since it's Issa to the whole world, it's Chal to the whole world, Migui. Since that, Issa is also to you. So now you have a second layer. There, the Rabbi says Issa Chal Issa. So for example, if you, this is your sister-in-law. Let's say you married. If you marry the woman first, if you marry a woman, and her sister is out there, she's also to you as a sister-in-law. Who else is she also to at this point? Nobody else. Only to you. And then when she marries Reuven, who is she also now to the whole world? That's an Issa Maisiv. So therefore, both. That's what he says. Yechayiv too. Had it been the other way around, it would not be. If she would have been married to Reuven first, who is she also to? The whole world. And then when she and you married her sister, who is she also to now? To you. So. What was added on here? What was added?
There's no
mice. No mice of it. Then you don't say Issa Chal Issa. Follow? So when Rabbi Yehi said before that Issa is added on Issa is only if you marry the sister first, Achais Ishta, and then Eishdis. Said him, Aravu, Maide Rabbi Yehi is Maide be Issa Maise. Rashi. Top of the page. Amar Rabbi Yehi, Maide be Issa, if you call Al Issa Maise, it does work. You're going Issa, H is Ach. The Issa of the wife or brother, the Maisiv who would add. She betchila kishenosis as a choisa when he married the sister. She was a single girl. What's the Issa? Your wife's sister. To your brothers and the rest of the world. But if she married Reuven, Nesra kul, us and everybody. But achshav nitoisiv Issa lele gabesharach on this chaticha of Issa, there's another Issa layer added to, and it adds to Issa to everybody else. Umigui the chayil shame eches ach Allah le gabesharachov, and since the Issa is chal on her, forgetting all other brothers, shayisim mitel lem chal nami Hashem as a gabedidei. So it also goes on him. I forgot the seal like Kaima, the Chayla Gabihim, nothing was added on, it was ready, any also his wife's sister, Abel Bawat, but still Migui. But Aval Eish is Eish, if she was a married woman first, and then the Nasa Chamoisa became your mother-in-law, what was added on to her? This Chatich was asked to you before, so what was added on? To nobody. Mitchilo Haisa Sul Chol Ha'ilam. First, asked to her world, Mushem Eish is Eish. No, says as Biti married her daughter, Ein Issa Zeh Ro'u Lohoisiv Allah Imachedim. There's nothing to add. The name of Migu Dechayla Lai Lechalami Alayu. Says the Chal others, the Chal nothing. The Hai Dechamoisa Eishiz Vada Issa Moisa. If it was the other way around, if first it was your mother-in-law, and then she married somebody, since now she's Issa to the whole world, so something was added to Issa, and Migui the Chal for us, the world Chal as well. Issa Maisha Mechil Asur Lezeh Mutez L'Chol Oilem, Nas Eish Eish, Itoiz Hashem Allah L'Gabi Kuli Amon, now it's a new Issa for the whole world. Migui the Chal Alay, Chal Nam L'Gabi Yahai, since it's Chal in the whole world, Chal in him. V'hai Gabi Yehzi Nidim B'chamaisa, so why is Rabbi Yehzi, according to this, why does Rabbi Yehzi say that he gets judged for mother-in-law, what do you mean get judged for mother-in-law? We're talking about death. So even in a case where you can have Issa Chal Issa, we look at the first Issa. Why look at the first Issa? Because we're talking about death. We can't kill twice. Since Rabbi Yehzi holds Taka, if your mother-in-law first, according to Rabbi Yehzi, your mother-in-law first, and then it became Issa to the whole world, both Issa Machal, Issa Maisif. However, so how can Rabbi Yehzi need to be chamura? L'chayil of Issa Maisiv, you need to be chamura, because you're going to get killed once. So we have to decide which death are we going to give you. We'll give you the stricter one, which is Sreifah. Avlimo yeshaygik takichai beit chatois. So going back to our case, the Gemara's not so happy. Says the Gemara, so then when does Rabbi Yehzi say that Issa Maisiv, Issa...
I'm assuming most of the times will be a case of shaygik, because you have to have hasra and eidus and all these things.
Okay,
how often do the Beis Din kill somebody? So
most
that's going to be the practical
enough. Yeah, but we didn't need the chamura. You can only talk about the amazing, because chatois is no chamura. So it's the same chatas. So amazing. Now, Rabbi Yehzi says that Issa Chal Lisa, but when Issa Moisiv? When is Issa Moisiv? Only if you married the sister-in-law, the sister first, the living one. Shimon married the sister, and then Reuven married. What about the other way around? Yet in before the Gemara, make a difference. Freddy Gemara. This would make sense. Issa Chal Lisa, the Notzachai. First Shimon married the girl, so it became a sister-in-law. And then the Achim Nosa Mason, then Reuven married, became an Eish Lish. The Migud, the Tais of Issa, the Gabi Achim, since there's a new Issa added on when Reuven married her. Older brother, the Tais of Gabi did day. Hey, Chodon Nosa Mason, Vachim Zachai, but in the other way around. If Reuven married her first, she was already Issa to him as the Eish Zach. My Issa Mosevika, there's no Issa Mosev here. I can tell you, Chitema, Migud, the Issa Bakula, Chayda, so how can Abi Yasi, when he says his din, makes no difference. All he says is, Bola, Chayim, Shem, Eish Zach, Shem, Achai, Zisha. Doesn't make a difference which, who married who first. According to you, it should be a big difference of who married who first. Ah, you're going to tell me no. You know why it make a difference? Because there's another concept called Iser Koil. Iser Koil means, for example, if you ate treif on Yom Kippur, there's no Iser Moisif on the treif because it was also to hold every yid before Yom Kippur, and now you say, yeah, Yom Kippur. What did I add?
It was cooked in milk.
It's still treif.
Sorry.
But Yom Kippur didn't do add anything, but it's Iser Koil. Because Yom Kippur now asks not only the tray for meat, but everything else in the house you're not allowed to eat. And so since Yom Kippur includes all those other foods, it also includes the tray. That's called an Issa Koil. This chatich itself, you didn't add any more Yisurim. This chatich itself didn't make an effect. Yeah, but so, other things are now also, and included in the other things is also this. So now it's a double migui. First of all, this itself is like a migui, since it's chal and all the other food in your house is chal also on the tray, and the tray is already also. And once it's chal on the tray, it should also be chal. So the Yom Kippur should also be chal on the tray for a person who eats it. That's called an Iser Koil. Iser Koil, where we have a machlekes, even if you hold Iser chal al Iser. So here we have a machlekes, B'yesi Rav Shimon. Everybody says Iser chal al Iser if it's an Iser Moisir. Rav Shimon says no. What about Iser Koil? Says the Gemara. So Yochai, you're going to argue, if Reuven married first, right? She's an Eish Lach to the whole world. And then Shimon married. So the Yochai, there's an Iser Koil there. What do you mean Iser Koil? Because now, why is he a girl? Because Shimon not only cannot live with this girl, he cannot, let's say the seven sisters there. Shimon cannot live with the other five sisters either. Kozma Reuven married one of the girls. Shimon couldn't live with any of the other sisters. Now that Shimon married the sister afterwards, what happened was, there's an Issa now to live with any of her sisters. And once the Issa is chal, the sisters also includes the woman that was married to Reuven. It's called an Issa Koil. And maybe Rabbi Yasi also is made it to Issa Koil. And that's why Rabbi Yasi holds makes no difference which way it was. Reuven marries a sister, a woman that has six sisters. And then...
No.
Shimon's allowed to marry any of the other girls. He's not allowed to marry Reuven's wife, but he can marry all the other girls. Now when Shimon marries the other sister, suddenly there's a new Issa now for the five girls before he didn't have. So since the Issa is chal on those five girls, once a chayz Issa is chal on those five girls, it's koil also all the other sisters, which is Reuven's wife as well. So that's called an Issa koil. So maybe Rabbi Yasi is maided and Issa Koil is also chal. That's why Rabbi Yasi makes no difference who married first. Therefore, you'll be over to a sunim. If Shimon now lives with Reuven's wife, he'll be over the Issa of Eishazach and Issa of Achais Ishtar because Issa Koil. Maybe. So the Gemara, Vechitem, are you going to tell me? Yeah, where are we? If you don't hold Issa Koil. No, you don't have a treif. Treif is first. But if you hold Issa Koil, then.
And
then it is
because Yom Kippur is Gavra, it's on him, and the other one is Chefze, is also because it's
Treif. No, makes no difference. Okay, weiter. And actually, the Chachreim talk about
what do you call it?
Who cares? There's no such thing as the Chalis on that. No, but if there's nowhere to Chal, the Yis has to be Chal, then you come to the Rabbanit. There's nowhere to Chal because it's already Treif. If you don't hold an Issa Koil. Now he's asking all those sisters, how Issa Koil, who's Issa Koil? Maybe that's what it is. So maybe that's what it is. Allah my Rabbi. But who said he holds Issa Koil? Who said he holds Issa Koil? Allah my Rabbi. Rabbi says, Ma le ani alav ki losh time. Rabbi says, Rabbi Yasi Taket doesn't hold of Issa, Rabbi Yasi doesn't hold Issa Koil at all. He doesn't hold the whole thing of Issa Koil, Issa. Rabbi Yasi clearly says, because Issa Koil we don't believe in. So because we don't believe in Issa Koil, and Rabbi Yasi makes no difference who married, which, you know, who married first must be, they don't hold Issa Koil, Issa either. So what's Rabbi Yasi saying, Yechayv Shtayim? He meant to say, as if you did two Avedis. If you did a B'Shege, you only bring one Chattis. But the Mezis, as if you did two Avedis, only get Chayv one. So what do you mean, like you did two? was soll sie mit kein gas aber mir ich mal was ich weiß wenn ich habe lachen tag und wir wollen gehen sich alles and this one is a kyle we don't believe is a kyle I might have given what it means like it to avedus the cover of ben shine gemur you know when you got there was different shine if you got skill and strength you get buried in one place if you got the heading you get buried in another place this person over here it's as if he did both avedus and if we'll bury him with those people who are much bigger shine with the two avedus rather than one avedus that's all he's saying here ube plukte. And the truth of the matter is, this whole Indian of whether Isa Chal is or not is Gara Machlekes. Now, this will go on the next two blot. How are we going to learn from it? Let's continue here. It will be learned three din, three Machlekes. Machlekes number one. Zor, a Yisroel, is not allowed to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. But what happened was, Sheshimish B'Shabbos. He did Avodah on Shabbos. There are two Avodahs now. He did Avodah. Chal Zor Shem do Avodah. And what was on Shabbos? Right? Now, a Kohen is allowed to Avodah on Shabbos because it says B'Moyadoi even on Shabbos. But this guy is not a Kohen. So Rav Chiya says he did two avedis, Sai Shabbos and Sai Azor, and Bakapora Eimer ain't chayv alaachas. He chayv only one aveda. Kofet Rav Chiya jumped up. The Nishbani swore, Avoda, I swear. Kach Shemaiti Merebi. I heard Rebbe clearly say Stein, two avedis. Kofet Bakapora. In this case, Bakapora jumped up. The Nishbani swore, Avoda, I swear. Kach Shemaiti Merebi. Achas. He only did one aveda. He's chil Rav Chiya Lodin. Rav Chiya starts explaining himself why over two avedis. Shabbos like Kol Nesa. Obviously, they can't be arguing what Rabbi actually said, and that's how we're going to say. Rabbi gave a principle, and they're arguing in the principle. Shabbos like Kol Nesa. No one's allowed to do any avodah on Shabbos. Then the Eibushter said, "B'mayadoi, you're allowed to do avodah for kabbanas." Keshehutru b'migdash. Rabbi Chiya says when they were matter the base of migdash avodah, who was it mutter for? Not for everybody. It was a carte blanche. It was eitzel koinim hutru. Eitzel koinim, but koinim hutru koinim. Sorry, hutra. Like eitzel koinim hutra when they were matter for koinim. Koinim hutra, but like the zarim. He was never mutter for Zorim. That means if a Zor does avoid the Beis HaMikdash, he's still chayiv for Chil Shabbos. Yesh kam mishum Zorus, but yesh kam mishum Shabbos. Now what does that have to do with Yitzchak HaLisa? We'll soon see. We'll see tomorrow. He's Chil Ba'akapar Lod, and Ba'akapar says, I'll explain to you my spot. Shabbos is like Kol Nesa. I agree with you. Shabbos is also to everybody. Kishu hutra b'migdash, hutra. When the Beis HaMikdash came along and said, Yiladu Ha'malacha, they didn't limit it only to Kainim. Hutra. And they said there's no Issa at all in the Beis HaMikdash of Lecha Shabbos. So it doesn't matter if a Zor did it or a Kohen did it. There's no Issa in Lecha Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash. So if a Zor did it, all the only Aveda he did was, he was a Zor. Ein kan el Zorus. That's Machlekes number one. Rashi, by 7 lines at the bottom. Chai Beis. Beis Yisuri Choshi. Two Avedas. Dom Hashem Zorus. Ein kan Chattas. Dals Doine. Misa De Shemaim. We're talking about Bemezid. Ein Chai Chattas. El Ashgogas Kodas. On the Kodas. Over here, Misa De Shemaim. Is Merebe Ben HaKadosh. Kishu Hutu B'Migdash Hutu Stam. Stam. Hichu Ein Kan Elo Shem Zadis. So that's the Machlek, because they only were matzah for Kainim or for everybody. Next. Next case. A Balmum Sheshimish Betumah.
Can you find something that because it's a universal hatter, can you find something that you can't be over?
This is to do with kavarim, how you get buried. Because remember, Raja said, there's no chiyuv chatas.
What was committed in the Beis HaMikdash?
He went, he brought a karm tamid. This zor ran up there and he brought a karm tamid.
Zor, but I'm saying, but apart from that, if you went and shot and filled in there as a snoshim, still chayav on shchita on Shabbos, even that's a Beis HaMikdash.
Yeah, but you're allowed to shecht. Zor's allowed to shecht. Shchita la avoidi.
Yeah,
it's Chayval Shabbos. Yeah. There's no Zoris. A Zor is a lot of Shech for a Korn.
Any
Korn. Even Kachim, yeah. It's only the Kabbalah of Eilich. Okay. A Balmum Sheshimish Betumim. Next thing is, a guy's a Balmum.
A very long sakya, you can stand outside.
So if he shechted for a kol,
you only just one aveda again. It's all Shabbos. The problem is only Shabbos. We're trying to find a problem is that two things. You're allowed a shech. There's no problem with shechting. Problem is only there's no problem of zoris. Zoris is only from the kabbalah of eilach. There's no problem zoris in shechita at all. Shechita ksheida bazar we had. Next thing
so you get
two avedas or not? And that's not going to be the kvarim. Weiter. Next thing is about mum is misham b'shetumah. Again, tumah is mutter huter b'tzibur. Tumah huter b'tzibur. Right, and this guy's about mum. He shouldn't be doing an avedah. And he's Meshamish B'Tumah. Rav Chiya, Oymer Chayiv Shtayin, two Avedas. First of all, he's a Balmum. He shouldn't be doing Avedas. Second of all, Al's Tumah. even though tumah hutra betzibah is only mutter to a kohen, not to a. Again, we're not talking about. We're talking about from the avodah part. Back about the chayim. It's called the chiddush by Yisroel. Avodah kashem alayda hurv rebbe. Shtaim. Kofes about the chiddush by avodah kashem alayda beachra. Only one. He's chiddush by chiddush. He's not explaining himself. Tumah lakol neser. Tumah is also to everybody. Kishah hutra be midrash when it came along the base of midrash and matir eitzel kohenim by kohenim. Tmimim hutra le kohenim. Sorry, eitzel kohenim tmimim. Hutra le sorry. They're only in matter to kain and tmimim, not to bala mumin. So therefore, two avedas here. First of all, you're bala mumin, and second of all, tumah. However, yes, kamishu bala mumin, you kamishu tumah. You have two avedas now. Aveda because you're bala mumin, you're not allowed to aveda. Second of all, since there's no tumah, still aveda because tumah hutra was only for kain and tmimim. His chabak kapar uladen. He said no. Tumah lakol nesa. Kishah hutra b'migdash hutra leumatir for everybody. Ein kan ela b'shul balmum. And therefore, although he did is balmum. Okay. Zor case number three. Zor she'ocha malika. A zor malika is a kind of a way that for Yisrael is treif. Only in the Beis HaMikdash is it the mitzvah of malika. So you're a zor, and you ate malika. So lechayda you're doing avoda. Only a coin can eat from it. It's avoda. Plus, it's treif. Let's rush quickly. The four lines of ban. Shim betume karm tzibe kama shadoicha tum pushu betume. V'chein zor sheshimish b'shabbes. V'yesh kan meshem tume va'azor hazim v'nozim yikar b'yisol. You should separate. V'yichal. You should mechal. Eitz tumum hutra the ruin la'avoy to do avoy the alfinim and moed the alfil even tume. Zor shach malikas hakoinim chayish taim meshem zoris because a zor it's avoy to eat the koinim and you are a zor. The carbon hanechel the kainim zara oichle oimushum bezala yoicha. First of all, if a zara eats something that a kainim should have eaten, you're even al zara you should eat it. Ki koy de shame. But lav haino azhara de meila. It's not the azhara of meila. We'll see later because man the kainim didn't do as avoda. Your mo you're stealing. The choshe yesh by shas hetel kainim ain't by meila. Since you could be matir kainim no meila. It's not meila. It's talking about you ate something that belonged to the kainim. And second thing is that it's treif. Says the gemara b'chi. Says the chayv shtayim b'kavodim in chayv alachas. Kofetz Rabbi Chiyah and Nishba, they did a lot of swearing, these guys. He swore, Avoyde Kach Shemaiti, Rabbi Shtayim. Kofet Baka Par Nishba, he jumped up, Avoyde Kach Shemaiti, Rabbi Achaz. Hitzche Rabbi Chiyah Lodin. Nevei Lela Chol Nesa, no one's like, you treif. Kisha Hutra Ben Midrash Eitha Koinim Hutra. When they were marked, they matted, the base of Midrash by Koinim, they were matted, Le Koinim Hutra, Le Zodim, they were matted for Koinim, and not for Zodim. So therefore, as far as the Zodim is concerned, the Isa still remains of being treif, and you're a Zod. Yes, Kam Shem Zodim, Kam Shem Malika. He's chabak apart a lot. Nevela la kol nesa. Nevela's also to everybody. Kisha hutra b'migdash hutra. Matzit for everybody. There's no iser anymore. Malika. If you did malika, it's not us for anybody. The only thing you did wrong was your zod. And kan el mishum zod. It's only zod. Rashkan hutra b'chat zayif. So now we're going to lead into the whole sugya. What does this have to do with our iser meisiv iser koil? We're going to see tomorrow.